So, as you may have guessed, any song that there is, I have a memory for it. So I decided yesterday, I'm just going to put my iPod on shuffle and then write down what it reminds me of. And I put it on, and then this song comes on.
Hey, baby.
And then I was like, why do I even have this song? I don't even like it that much. But then I remembered Return of Saturn, 7th grade, best album ever. After Return of Saturn, it didn't matter what they did, I just listened to it. And then I got a little nostalgic for a second, and then I hit the next song, and this one came on. Oh my god, now, this song, Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, may mean nothing to you, but it means so much to me. Oh my god. There was this girl that I used to work with at my old job at the restaurant, and she was like a 35-year-old hostess. She was just the dumbest person ever, and since she was like in her 30s, she obviously hasn't updated her wardrobe since like 1986, because she would dress her hair like Janet Jackson style. It was long and black, and she would sometimes have fake hair with the big, like, you know, the Janet, like, that's the way love goes kind of do.
That's the way
Ah, so good. And she also wore those huge Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation jackets with like the huge buttons, you know, the ones that she used to wear in her music videos. And so I heard that song yesterday. I hadn't heard it in a while. And then I was taken back to that day when I coined the thought Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation. Because I walk into work. What I do when I normally walk into work, we walk in through this back door, and as soon as the door opens up, you hear it, the clatter. But immediately after the clatter, you see somebody that you know and you want to see.
Ah, Kathy.
What?
Hi.
Be nice to me.
But I walk past, I'm going through the back, through the kitchen, and I, of course, I go to the host stand. That's where my eyes immediately go because I want to see who's there. And it's Jenny. And just as I notice that she's there, oh my god, Janet Jackson comes on. And I was like, oh my god, this is classic. And it was just like this music video, you know, like her hair and her going slow motion, like menus in her hand, like seating somebody to Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation. And then like, you can only imagine my imagination, the lights like turning off and then the one, and just like tossing the menus off to the side and doing the whole Janet Jackson, like, boom, but no bit with the arms and the, oh.
When music is by our side, to break the color lines, let's work together to improve our way of life.
It was classic, and that immediately put me in a good mood. But then, I had to work with her. Oh my god, I forgot how awful it was to work with her.
Let me see this thing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
She was the dumbest person alive.
Jenny.
Emily.
And the number one thing, like one of my biggest pet peeves, is when I have to repeat myself. I only need to say it once. And the thing that really gets me when I have to repeat myself is when I'm repeating, and as I'm repeating, they finish the sentence for me. It's like, well then, fuck, you heard it the first time. You heard it the first time. Do not make me repeat it.
It's driving me absolutely insane.
Who is? Janet Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
I'll say something and then she'll go, what? And it's not even something worth, like, repeating. That's how dumb it is. And then I'll repeat it and she'll go, she'll repeat what I just said. In a sense, I hear myself say it three times.
Oh,
and it's simple, simple things. Like, 32's ready. I'm sorry, what? 32's ready. What?
Oh, 32's ready.
Oh, 32's ready? Yeah, bitch.
It just got really irritating really fast. I even remember I went and started to talk to myself, and there was something stuck in my teeth.
Oh my god, okay, so the girl I'm working with
is the biggest idiot ever. I have to repeat my sentences like four times. She doesn't understand English, even though she's American. She's an idiot. She takes offense to everything I say. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. And my lips are dry. Dandruff. Also, I was super stressed out at the time because I was moving in with Colette and I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough money and I was was like, we were all, I was trying to like just salvage up as much money as I could so we could move in and like make that first payment, which is the most. Oh, this was before I had my job at the security company, of course.
I do have enough for first month's rent.
Okay.
And I have enough for the security deposit too. And I have 6 days this week.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so, but.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I'm.
No, I know. I know, totally. It's definitely going to work out. I'm just saying maybe we should just get in there because my mom can give me a check.
Yeah, we definitely should get in there.
Just get in there and.
And worst case scenario, I'll like do the first 2 months by myself and then find somebody.
So it's actually interesting looking back because I was in a good mood, but then she started to irritate me and I started to get in a bad mood. I started to piss off about the thing that was stuck in my teeth. And then I started to, you know, your mind just starts to go with the negative.
You in a good mood today?
I'm always in a good mood, just not always.
But then it started to get better because Jenny had left. Obviously that it got better, she left. And what would otherwise be a normal Sunday shift actually turned into a really fun shift. I forgot how much fun it was to be a host. I forgot how much fun it was hosting.
They're here right now. It's a party of 15. We're waiting for 71 to get up, and now they're on the up and up, so let's bust that thing. 71's getting up, yeah!
Just like the things that I would say to people.
One of the two.
I like that one, actually.
Nice. That's the first.
Why?
No, nobody likes this table.
Why? Because it's all...
It's right by the kitchen, yeah. I love this table. You get a nice view of everything. Thank you for dining with us.
The way I would host was just so bizarre.
Which one do you want? Do you want this one or the one on the end? I suggest the one on the end because it'll get clean faster.
And it worked. If I was in a good mood, it worked. And if I didn't let the little things bother me, it worked. I miss this job. I even miss my boss. I've forgotten how much fun it was to work with him.
You know what I hate the most is when I'm chapstickless when I really need it.
I had this weird relationship with my manager because, like, we just had really weird conversations.
Excuse me, sir.
Hold your horses, woman.
I was so born in the wrong time. I'm like, totally wish I was in like the 20s of that time. You know, with the speakeasies and all that.
Big fan.
Me too.
Have you seen Public Enemies with Johnny Depp? Have you seen it yet?
No.
Have you seen
There Will Be Blood? Yeah. How'd you know I was gonna say that?
No, but my buddy said, dude, you will love it.
You will love it. Especially if you like that time too. It's so like raw. You know, like when they like step on that on the floor and it makes that sound.
Totally.
I love that.
I miss that job. I even miss the music. I remember I could be having a really bad day and like I just sat a really awful group of people and they were awful to me. But then if a song came on that was just like, oh, I love this song.
Party of two? All right. Oh, I remember you now. Your name was, oh, don't tell me. What does it start with? Heather. Have a good night. Enjoy.
And this was on a Sunday night. And on Sunday nights, they play like really weird songs. You never know what they're going to play. And so this song came on, and it's one of my all-time favorite songs. I was already in a good mood because Jenny had left, but it just like, if I had not heard this song, this shift, this regular old Sunday shift back in January of last year, would have just been a whatever shift. But the fact that this song came on, I remember it so well.
Oh, they're playing my jam, 45. Phil Collins, I love like everything by him and Genesis.
And like I said, I had that weird rapport with my manager, and I think we also had the same taste in music.
It's first time, last time we ever met.
This song's a perfect one. It's like crystal clear.
No, I love it. Oh, it's the heart,
Yeah.
My favorite part.
And I love how when a song used to come on, a conversation could be had right in front of me and I don't hear any of it.
Yeah, I like that too.
But anyway, all of this went through my head just because I decided to put my iPod on shuffle and write down what it reminds me of. Hey Baby came first.
Hey baby.
Then Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation. And it made me think of all this. And when I was leaving, I went to go get my usual to-go thing of rice, but there wasn't Any brown rice?
Oh, there's no brown rice. I don't want to take it. I'll go white. I'll go white.
Go see if they have any in the back.
No, I'll go white. I'll go white. I'll go white for a day.
I just had small little bonds with everyone, even the dishwashers, the ones who spoke no English, but I know some Spanish.
Adios, Capricornio.
Adios,
Adios.
But anyway, I could go on for days about Jenny and how she irritated me. Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation. But forever, this song will make me laugh and will make me think of that.